This is Dr. Bill Deagle. We are doing a live broadcast on YouTube, Vimeo, and live stream of the Nutramedical Report. We'll be going back here shortly to Genesis. I started back in February of 2005 with Ted Anderson. We'll be doing a show, plus many more of these live podcasts. The Vimeo podcasts are on any device on Earth, and they're all free. You can go and listen on our YouTube channel, our Vimeo channel. We're also set up for even a chat window to email me questions you have or live questions to my special Skype phone number there. You can call that number anywhere in the world, and you can call in and ask questions. Have to stay on topic, though. So we have today on the program John W. Spring, and I want to go directly to his letters. We talked about our nutraceuticals in our previous hour, so let's go directly to the letters. The first one I want to talk about here, let's see what we have here, is an urgent need for private citizens to contact the president now on behalf. Now, I want to get another letter up here, too. There's another one I had here. This copy is available for the public, and somehow that letter went bye-bye. Let me see if I can pull that up here. Okay. This one is one here for the public release, and says here, and I'm going to blow it up a bit so it's easy to read here, so we can blow it to print. While the impeachment trial in the United States Senate is being given so much publicity by the news media, hardly any attention given to the Russian thermonuclear crisis that has threatened America for over a year. Following is a sample letter for writing to the president. Please do not copy. In other words, it's just a sample, right?
And absolutely.
Right. And of course, we talked about this. Please make every effort to meet with John W. Spring because he is aware of the current threat to our nation, just as he did in 1962 before the Cuban Missile Crisis, which the intelligence community in Washington was unaware of then as is now, because the Russians do have their facilities completed and operational. By the way, we have satellite photos proving it too. We are in a very vulnerable position, so please meet directly with him as soon as possible. And of course, so I'd like you to kind of, this is basically the basic instructions here. We also have a letter that basically looks from the January 21st. I don't know if that's the latest one. That one here is...
Yes, it is.
Okay, the one on January 21st here. Let's go to the current unresponsive Russian thermonuclear crisis. Unreported. So tell us about this. Now here, I want people to understand the history of this, and it may shock some people how this arose. First off, you have an IQ of 225. I have an IQ over 200 as well. God's given us talents. When you were just 22 years of age, you notified the president in 1960. I think it was 60 or 61, was it? Or
in 1961, actually.
Yeah. And by 1962, they get a YouTube flight over and they prove that you were correct. Now, what happened is you used that same genius in 1983 to notify Reagan about the 1983 Grenada Island nukes. Again, by Russia. It's a long-standing policy by Russia to put nuclear weapons in our sphere of influence under the Monroe, violating the Monroe Doctrine. What happened is the Russians are the main proliferators of nuclear weapons around the world to Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, and Nicaragua with Cortez. And in fact, years ago, tried to do it with the Brazilians. We got the Brazilians stopped, apparently, from advancing their nuclear program about 25 years ago. The situation is that I believe the Russians are being manipulated by globalists who want us to originally surrender to world government. I don't think the Russians want a nuclear war. I think they want to have weapons so scary that we're going to capitulate to the danger to our power grid or the danger to our cities and our military sites. So I'd like you to get into this letter, and we're going to go over some of the details of it so people understand what's going on here. I can read it off and then get your comment. I'll just do a couple of lines or a paragraph. Although the intelligence community in Washington has apparently failed to support a report about the current Russian thermonuclear crisis over the past year, the White House, it does not now seem, does not still exist. And because it is fully operational, this situation is far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis ever was. In addition, America has no missile defense system in operation that is effective enough to defend the American people from any type of thermonuclear missile attack. Now, in the fall of, in the spring of 2019, Boeing Aerospace was looking at a project at a cost of $200 billion initial dollars for missile defense. They turned it down. We do not have the Brilliant Pebble system, which they talked about. They have THAAD, which he deployed recently in Japan. And even when they give missiles to Israel, they gave them this what's called the Patriot system, which is a pretty lame system. They didn't even have a Gulf War One when George Bush Sr. went in to go in to take Saddam Hussein out. So people need to realize we don't have any effective missile defense system, which is they call Brilliant Pebbles. And I talked to a four-star general that was between Gorbachev and Reagan when he announced the Star Wars program. And the Russians, and according to Linda LaRouche, they want to share it with the Russians if we can come to some kind of peace accord, so nobody need to be fearful about proliferating nuclear weapons or major powers engaging nuclear war that will kill all of us. So I want you to kind of go into some of the details here. And we have the next paragraph here, but answer that sequence first.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I think we should start with the current situation and then sort of work backwards to some extent. Currently, on the island of La Orchia in the Caribbean Sea, there is a Russian Air Force base in operation with a nearly 2-mile-long runway, which can accommodate the Antonov 124 Ruslan military air transport that can carry several intermediate-range missiles armed with thermonuclear warheads. And once that aircraft lands, it will just be a matter of moments before they will be able to launch them at either on La Orchia Island or at Punta Huete in Nicaragua, where there is also a 2-mile-long airfield.
Right.
And what people need to understand is, while there are not currently missiles in place like there would have been eventually in Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis, which then required fixed launch sites made out of reinforced concrete for the infrastructure. In this particular case, everything is mobile or portable and far more compact than I think we're back in the early 60s. So it only takes a relatively short period of time for these giant air transports to land and deploy these thermonuclear missiles, which can reach any part of the continental United States. And it would not be just one or two fired, but a multitude of missiles that would be fired in a relatively short period of time.
Right.
And we do not have a missile defense system in operation. We do not have a warning system in effect. And in all probability, there would be no means of defending the American population at this time. And a good share of the credit on this whole situation goes to Dr. Bill Deagle, who at the time of the Korean missile crisis a few years ago kept urging me to look into the situation related to Venezuela.
Now, let me explain how that happened, because people have to understand this is something that where God intervened. God knew that both of us had talents, but we had to organize, and he was a master orchestra of this. I was familiar that there were some problems in Nicaragua, but not to your need, to your knowledge. And you've been watching Nicaragua for about 10 years with Cortez and the long runways there. And they had the bear bombers, which a lot of people were talking about. They still talk about it in the media, including Congress people. I call Congress critters. That's a good term for them. And when I was literally sitting here at my desk about 2.5 years ago, God prompted me. He said, "I want you to pray, Deagle." Now, of course, when God prompts me to pray, I just sit there and pray. And all of a sudden, I saw Russian nuclear submarines tunneling into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River in northern Venezuela. I saw missile launch sites, an island north of it, on a long runway. And I could see it in great details, like having my mind and my soul was taken there so I could see it in great detail. So I said, "Look, I'm not an idiot, although some people think I am because I have these abilities." I said, "I'm a really good researcher, what I call the internet, I call the sewer net, better than the average. But then I also have intel access. I have above top secret clearance, and I have people that even contact me after the show or at other times from the Pentagon, CENTCOM, Homeland Security. I've had them on my show either under pseudonyms or actually live with their actual name, like Greg Ford and Susan Lindauer and Barbara Honegger and so on. Now, we've been doing shows for years. How many years is it? What, 8 or 10 years, John? It's a long time, isn't it?
Yes, it's been quite a while.
Right. Now, the problem is, you see, that God already had us assembled. And he had us basically, when he told me this, I said, look, John, I want you to research this and see, is there any truth? Now, I don't like to gamble. So even if I go to Vegas, I watch the shows, I don't even pull the arms on those one-armed bandits to take my coins out of my pocket. But I see a game that's played called Keno, and if there's three balls that fall down with Keno and they have the same number, you win. Now, I use the analogy that the first number is the internet tells you something, second number is the intel agencies tell you the same thing, and the third is God reveals it supernaturally. When all three balls fall, I know, like an informational bloodhound, I'm on the trail. So you came back after a few months of research and you said, my gosh, Deagle, you're correct. Because what you're seeing in Nicaragua, you saw the same thing happening in Venezuela. Now, there are a couple things that are a little different about Venezuela. It's directly south of the eastern seaboard of the United States and Norfolk, Virginia, where all our nuclear navy is. It's directly south of the Washington, D.C. and New York City and the financial center of the world. So there's no problems like the torsional problems when a missile comes over either the South Pole or the North Pole from Russia that distorts its actual guidance system. And so as a result, they can accurately target. Now, the latest boast by Mr. Putin, which he started boasting about 2 years ago, is that his hypersonic cruise missiles can travel at 27 times the speed of sound. Now, I thought it was just, 5 to 7 times, but 27. And in fact, when they do experiments, the Russians, they're kind of sloppy. They don't go do a CAD-CAM on a computer. They build it, and if it blows up and kills people, they just go more people. So back in the fall, early fall of 2019, I think around September and October, they had an accident in Semipalatinsk, which is northern Russia, and it blew up a lot of the technicians and scientists working on this hypersonic cruise missile project. I got intel on that from my intel sources. The same damn systems they're deploying in these giant Antonov jets that can carry over 200 tons. And so when I met in January, I called Jeff Rentz and I said, Jeff, I got a story from John W. Spring, and I inspired him to research it, and he had facts that prove this correct, so I'd like to take John's article and post it up on your site and talk about it on air. He said, Deagle, if you can get satellite photos, it'll be Pulitzer Prize winning. Now, nobody's approached me or you for Pulitzer Prize winning, but I prayed, 2.5 hours later, I had satellite photos to give to Jeff Rentz, and he was freaked out by the fact that I could do that. It wasn't me, God was. Just like God showed me a vision and said, get this genius guy, your buddy, John W. Spring, who's done saved our hides twice now from the Cuban Missile Crisis and from the Grenada one, and ask this man, who's your brother and servant of the Most High God, to research it, and then get him on Rentz. Now, the problem is people think that, we're making this up. We're not. This really did happen. Now, we have to understand we have multiple converging disasters, but this is one of the most serious because every day, Korean satellites cross the lower 48 states, and if they have a 3 to 5 kiloton weapon in low Earth orbit, they can blow out our power grid. That's called a weapon of indignation, I call it. Or if Russia does it at high altitude, they can say it's plausibly deniable. It was a CME from the sun or Betelgeuse. And the problem is, if our power grid goes out, I know this from my classified documents I have going back almost 20 years, that in the U.S., Canada, and Australia, these documents say that 90% of the population will be dead in 6 months from starvation, violence, diarrhea, and cannibalism. Now, people don't understand that what could happen to our society would be worse than going back to the Stone Age with wild animals. This is going to be unbelievable. And we have not protected our power grid. I've had Peter Pry on from the EMP Task Force and Glenn Rhodes. I've had experts talking about this. And the population, but what happened is our president, including the vision of Trump, although he's starting to listen to Peter Pry, which is no longer a federal commission, but they're a separate agency now, nobody's preparing with either missile defense or notifying the Russians to get those damn missiles out of there, Mr. Maduro in Venezuela, who's a very dangerous, violent guy. They have private military force support forces from Russia supporting not only La Rochelle Island, but also nukes in Venezuela. They have 35,000 Chinese special forces down there and 45,000 Cubans, including the private security force around Maduro, are Cubans trying to maintain, and they get free oil from Venezuela by maintaining a security force to protect Maduro. People don't know this stuff, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle, and this is why we must get this information out to the general public as soon as possible. Unfortunately, there are advisors, as we've been finding out through the impeachment trials, who have been giving the president very poor advice. John Bolton, for example, almost had the United States involved in a thermonuclear war, starting with Iran, and things and matters would have just become worse if he had kept in that position.
Right.
So we are up against a very steep wall, and we have to get to the top of that summit, or else this information is not going to reach the president. And it's very important that it does. And the only way I think we can do it is by having either Dr. Deagle or myself meet directly with the president.
All right. Now, here's what I think we should have. Number one, if all the people listening email and contact president. Now, I contacted them a few weeks ago on a weekend. I did get a response back from them to say they're going to respond. They're not responding. Now, one of the things that I did back in August of 2019 is I prophesied that on a particular date, the 12th of September, you were going to get a signed letter in the ink of President Trump. Now, with this crazy signature, this looks like an EKG, right? Up and down, right? I have an envelope right in front of me from his crazy signature. Try to get me to spend more money, give money. I give a lot of money to the DNC, to the Republican National Committee, and to Trump himself personally, and other congressmen and senators. But you have to understand, it's not going to do a damn thing unless we get them to actually do their job that we're directing them to do. Donald J. Trump is a well-intentioned, high-level Scottish Rite Mason who's doing a lot of good things, and he's doing a lot of stupid things because he's got bad advisors, or he has people that are not rebuking him for doing certain things that are bad. And so nobody's restraining the man from either giving him good advice or telling him what to not do so he can harm not only his future heritage, but also the nation of America and the whole world. And I want a secure audio-video line for you, at the very least, or both of us, and then we can dialogue with Trump about this, but there's other issues. I have a solution to the gravitonic images coming in from the coronal mass ejection of the sun, or the CME, or the supernova with gravity waves from Betelgeuse that are going to cause a crustal slip. I have a solution for the earthquake problem, to how to stop it with using telluric frequency blocking technology. I have a solution for incoming asteroid here 9 years and 6 months is going to arrive. That's three times the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs, called Apophis, ancient Egyptian name for the destroyer. I have a solution for international finances, to counter-communism, and for life extension. And the problem is that our civilization is dying because the evil ones, high-level Masons, do both good and evil, and their plan is to terminate much of the population of Earth, and they also want to capture America into a global New World Order. And the New World Order, by the way, is not coming from Moscow and Beijing, it's coming from Falcon, Colorado, USA. And people don't understand we are both the daughter of Babylon, evil, and the daughter of Zion, God's will on earth. We have that duality, but we're not choosing to do right, and we're not repenting. We're not repenting. I don't see America repenting and facing the music about the truth of how we're doing both good and evil. We're not facing that, are we? And the worst thing is to spit on those like us that have the truth. Like when I keep on getting negative responses back from Trump and his staff, it's not only disgusting, it's dangerous. Not listening to you, which at least John F. Kennedy listens to you, and he saved America from 90 million Americans dying from Russian nukes hitting. Because if they could have had the opportunity, they would have done it back then, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would have. The American people never were informed as to how dangerous the Cuban Missile Crisis actually would have become if JFK was not able to take action when he did, and he would not have been able to do that without my earlier analytic reports.
Right now, the Russians are so upset by the fact you released the information. They killed a Russian, they call him a spy. You repeat his name so that we can we put that in the record. It was Oleg
Oleg Penkovsky, was a GRU military intelligence officer, and he had a fairly high status, but not a status high enough to reach the inner circle of the Kremlin, where we're planning the deployment of nuclear weapons to Cuba. But he was able to smuggle volumes of military texts and manuals to the West, and he was able to get a lot of relatively low classified information out as well, including photographs of the various types of missiles that the Kremlin had in its arsenal. But in terms of actually being able to get into the inner circle and relay information to Washington about Moscow's plan to deploy the weapons to Cuba, that he did not have access to. But Khrushchev was so humiliated by JFK for the action that he was able to accomplish due largely through my earlier intelligence reports, that he became so humiliated, he knew that he was on the way out, and basically he wanted to get even. People never really understood too much about Nikita Khrushchev in the West.
Right.
They thought of him as a moderate leader, when in reality he was Stalin's henchman who was in charge of mass executions of the Ukrainians.
Right, yeah, and in other words, he was a sort of...
Just like Che Guevara was to Fidel Castro in Cuba.
Right. So in other words, this guy was a serial mega-killer, and if he'd had his way, he would have probably killed at least a third of the U.S. population to half of the population.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's a summary of what we need to do. Okay, number one, your walking papers people are, go to, you go... Contact the president. You'll see an email that'll pop up in your viewer on Google or whatever Chrome you have. Then you need to email and need to write to him. And you have to tell him he needs to talk to John W. Spring or John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle. He needs to then verify the intelligence with his intelligence aid. Satellite photos of the Larochelle Island runway 2 mile long and the other intel things. And then you need to take action. He should be making a direct call to Putin, say, we have your satellite photos now. We know you put nukes in these places, Nicaragua and so on. We know that the nukes that are in Korea and in Iran are Russian, including the missiles. They're not homemade. We want you to withdraw these now. So that if you want to get into the G8, these are one of the first stipulations. You have to start behaving yourselves. We want on-the-ground verification that's done. So we want to have on-the-ground verification these things are accomplished in all these locations, right?
Yes.
And I think Russia doesn't understand what's coming, do they? Because Putin doesn't drink vodka, and Putin, although as weird as he is, he has a Russian Orthodox minister to travel, so he has at least a we want to call it a covering of being like a St. Paul in terms of the Russians. He instituted 2 years ago a fertility day because their fertility has dropped so much in Russia, their population's collapsing. The average lifespan of Russians has dropped down to, I think, 51 or 52 years. So my age of 68 in Russia would be way beyond the average lifespan of the average Russian now. So Russia is infertile, drunken, or are taking crocodile, which is this very poor quality heroin. They are in massive poverty, starving, with no chance of future economy. They're very intelligent people, but they succumbed to communism after the British and the Jesuits actually brought in from the Vatican. With the help of us, I took care of troops from the Highlander Division of Canada and the Royal Division for South Carolina that held St. Petersburg, that later became Leningrad, and held Moscow until their weapons arrived from Virginia to actually supply the Bolsheviks so they could kill Russian Orthodox ministers of the Russian Orthodox Church and religious Jews who believed in the Old Testament version of the Bible. These atheistic Jews, which are the same people like the Nazis, which are made up 148,000 of the Nazi SS were actually of Jewish heritage. I'm getting a little upset here now. I think this is my cough. Because I want people to understand, this chokes me up because I'm realizing that we've not made much progress. I believe, though, this week, God said, I'm going to take off the chains that are binding you, and your days of Rodney Dangerfield are over. Like you and I, we've got no respect. You remember the comedian from Hollywood? The days of respect are coming upon us, and we will get respect. If I have to sue Donald Trump to talk to him, I will sue him. If I have to fly you in there and just show up on his front doorstep with a suitcase at the White House, I'll do it. You need to talk to Donald J. Trump. And the idea that they're trying to avoid it because they got the stupid impeachment garbage going on or something else happening, like the Democratic Iowa caucuses and everything, these are distractions. This event that could happen from Russia could terminate American society or have us collapse toward world government, where the danger is so high that we decide to actually just accept the Russian and accept a peace accord with Russia and collapse our American civilization under total totalitarian communist cybernetic rule of Earth by the United Nations, the Trilateral Commission, and the World Trade Organization. That's what's happening, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes. A little humor here. I like the idea that you said I should arrive at the front door with a suitcase rather than an attaché case,
right,
or an attaché case, as the Brits would say, because that would indicate that I'm moving in, not just visiting.
Yeah, well, I want you to arrive with a suitcase and have, because they need to take you more seriously. We, the citizenry that suffer down here, have for decades, because we are the truth tellers. We're the antidote for the ignorance of the Criminal News Network on television, the MSLSD, the Fox News that has red lines they won't cross to actually hold truth, and the embedded deep state that runs the government and thinks that elected officials are a distraction from their absolute totalitarian control, and the lawyers and judges that think that they can change the Constitution, make it a living document so they can destroy our liberty by taking away even our self-protection. It's obscene, it's disgusting, it's demonic, and it's anti-God, isn't it?
Yes. I don't know how we can convince everyone listening how serious the situation is. The Cuban Missile Crisis, I can tell you, was a very serious situation. But this is 10 times more serious.
Let me explain how we're going to convince them. First off, the first black swan event of 2020 occurred, which is the SARS. I have the only and best kits for blocking the SARS virus in your airway, killing the virus in every possible way with Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, and NutriDefense. We have the best things to block the cytokine storm that will kill you from the virus and stop your CD4 cell count, your blood dropping, because it has genes that are similar to HIV that cause your lymphocyte count to drop and kill you. What people understand is, as I get respect there, I'm going to get an audience to Trump, because I want to send a personal kit as a gift to Trump and his wife Ivanka, because if they think they're protected with all the travel they do in the White House, they're delusional. You can be sick for 2 weeks with this new SARS coronavirus. It's not like any other coronavirus in history in the last 20-some years with all the genetics. It has the genes, and I reviewed it last night again, they're completely impossible to put there unless they're from a bioweapon lab. Now, we can't identify if it was a Chinese bioweapon lab or our lab, but the Chinese have had a philosophy for years. They want to create a bioweapon to kill much of the population in the West because they have to emigrate because their country and the environment is collapsing. The Gobi Desert is expanding dramatically. Many of their many cities are covered by red dust from the expanding desert. They have to grow food in other countries like Argentina around the world. And their population is stalled because they had a one-child, now a two-child policy. And they say they have 36.5 million excess males. But Mao Zedong back in 1948 said he could raise an army of 100,000, which is 100 million. The Chinese have for their evil communism, completely screwed over their civilization. They've killed out their female babies. They've now are getting rid of under-citizens where they don't let them get medical care, drugs, or get on a plane or train. And they want to bring the same apps to social radar population they developed in China with companies like Google and WhatsApp or TikTok and others, that they want to control us by putting us into a matrix. If people don't see this coming, they're paying no attention. And as they say, the most vile thing you can do is not murder or abortion. It's spitting on those that come with the weapons of truth against evil, you and me, and people that bring us the truth, the spiritual and the geopolitical manna to save people, not only their nation, but their personal lives and their souls from eternal damnation and destruction. That's how serious this is, isn't it?
Yes. There has been some publicity given by the news media, but it's very much controlled.
Listen, the media doesn't want to have people like me on. It would be very difficult if they brought somebody to me on, let's say, with some of the people on Fox News, and I had a clear ability to raise issues and talk openly on any issue. They would have a conniption. They'd try to cut me off air within 2 minutes. I guarantee you they would. And I'm trying to get on these shows because someone like me or you that actually knows what we're talking about can give you evidence to prove it with even satellite photos and other intel. And I don't just do this on my own. As I say, I research the sewer net, I have intel agents, and then expert geniuses like yourselves that found all the evidence to prove what we're saying is true. And when I went back and told Jeff Renzi, he said, well, you could sure get the Pulitzer Prize winning if you can prove this with your article and the satellite photos. No one's coming to give us a Pulitzer Prize. They're trying to ignore us. So on September 12th, when I prophesied it would happen, you did get the letter on that exact day, and it was an echo of letters over the previous year and a half from Donald Trump's staff indicating he wouldn't recognize the two dangerous sites of Nicaragua and Venezuela of his Russian hypersonic nukes and bear bombers. He didn't recognize the fact we don't have missile defense, and he didn't recognize the fact that they've been literally echoing the same garbage for at least a year and a half plus, telling us that they think they have the situation under control when Trump has no control whatsoever over the situation. None. Nada.
Yes.
None.
By contrast, Vladimir Putin is a chess player. And basically, strategically, geopolitically, he has us in checkmate, and we're not even aware of it.
I know.
Right now.
Well, we can take him out of checkmate if we get a hold of Trump. But now that Trump is we're going to be released from his embattlement over this impeachment, he needs to actually meet at least with a secure video link or face-to-face with you if he's out west here. He needs to start talking about this. We have solutions for all of his major problems. The border, drug cartels, the organ trade, and the deep state and how they're operating inside the government with trillions of dollars of money from the illegal drug trade, the illegal organ trade, and the human trade, and also what's called a honeypot system, where Agent Epstein and his cohorts blackmail world leaders, including the Prince Andrew of Britain, so they can control everybody in the banks and the governments and the corporations of the planet. People don't realize what's really going on. It's so damned evil that they think it's unbelievable. It's a Paul Bunyan line, when in actual fact, it's just the truth, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very serious situation.
Right.
And it's very frustrating for you and me because we've been trying so hard for over
a year. God promised me we're going to get a breakthrough here shortly. My colleague, Dr. Bob Goldman, who knows President Trump and Ivanka Trump personally, said he got through in the Christmas holiday. But Trump's so distracted with this stuff about the impeachment and everything else going on, including now signing the USMCA this last week, signing the China agreement, and of course the notification of the shutdown of travel from the SARS coronavirus and the impeachment trial, which is supposed to be over tomorrow. This is a massive destruction, and of course this whole thing was to damage not only Trump, but also damage the office of the presidency and private conversation, which Mr. Bolton should never have been allowed to write a book or talk publicly about private conversations. This destroys the office of the presidency, so it's not just getting rid of Trump, it's destroying the office that a president is either a vassal of Congress or becomes a totalitarian dictator. That's what's so dangerous, what these idiots like Nancy Pelosi, I call her a lousy person, Adam Schiff, the last two letters of the name S-H-I-T-T, who abuses his gay lover, black lover, and Mr. Nadler, who's a demented maniac who has hated Trump for decades because he didn't want him in his golf area there in New York City. People have to understand what's going on here is jealousy and insanity and just plain in-your-face evil, isn't it?
Yes, it's a tragic situation.
Yeah.
In addition, we have to remember that we had the Mueller investigation for the past 3 years as well. And
Mueller didn't even know it was in the damn investigation. And now, of course, we want to follow it up with this idea of, I call Ukrainagate, which is totally rational what they did, because you can't give money to countries if you have corruption. And it didn't stop, by the way, the sale of the anti-tank missiles that we gave to the Ukrainians, which, by the way, the previous president didn't give them anything except MREs and blankets. So the idea that they're trying to criticize, like, listen, Trump has lots of things to criticize him on. Pushing 5G networks, genetically modified foods, and trying to overturn the Monsanto lawsuit on non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But a lot of things, Trump has done more good than any president in modern history. But we need to get through to the knucklehead, because he is not a genius in every area. People like you are a genius in your area. I'm a genius in every area. There's nothing can be withheld from my imagination, because with the help of the Most High God, there is no question you can ask me that I will not give an answer. So today, because I'm not restricted in time, and John, I know you're a very smart guy, I want you to ask me a question in a health area, a geopolitical area, and a spiritual area, or more than one question. Start off with any question in any area that you think you, and you're an older man than me. I'm 68 in 2 weeks. I think you're 80 now, right?
Yes. I'll be 18 in March.
81. You're going to be 81 in March, right? So I want you to ask questions. Go ahead and ask questions. You've never had an answer from a rational human being before. Ask questions from a man who you know is modern Moses, that has God in speed dial, because what I don't know, God will provide for me, even while you're asking the question. Go ahead.
Well, I believe that the Lord will give me the wisdom to ask the appropriate question at the right time.
Well, go right now. Go ahead. Do it.
But I might start by saying, Mr. President, are you aware that there are several crises going on right now throughout the world which are endangering our nation's defense and national security? And that in turn might cause him to ask me a question, and then I can be a little bit more specific.
Okay,
about,
here's what I want you to do. Rather than ask a question to him, I want you to ask a question to me that you have not yet received an answer, even a crystallization of even what to ask, but ask the toughest questions you can ask. You have not received, because you have a superior intellect, but I want you to ask the toughest questions you could ask if you knew the man answering had God on speed dial. Go ahead.
I must apologize. I had a little trouble hearing everyone.
I want you to ask the toughest questions you can ask of me, not Donald Trump, right now on any issue. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, what has motivated you to become so involved with my concerns?
Well, I'll tell you what motivated me. I'm going to go back 60 years. While you were doing your work with John F. Kennedy in 1960, I was a little boy with tonsillitis and a French surgeon in a hospital in Truro, Nova Scotia, cut an artery in my neck, and I went and bled to death and went to heaven. And what God showed me before he sent me back is he showed me high above the earth, now the Father with the white hair and the blue talus on with blood spattered on it. He showed me what's called the voice of the seven thunders, a coming thermonuclear war on the world, especially on the lower 48 states in America. He showed me the destruction of the population with buildings falling like dominoes and tsunamis striking the coasts. And women creating slitting throats to their children so they wouldn't live another day in human cannibalism. And I was only a little boy. I'd never seen these things before. And I was crying really hard, and he swung around. He held my two little hands in heaven. And I told the nuns this when I came back out of isolation after 3 months of hospital, because I nearly died. So I wasn't even allowed to go outside and play. I had to stay in my bedroom all the time for 3 months. And he said, at the time of the end, you will know and you will tell my people. Now, people have to know the history of who Deagle is. 2,800 years ago, my ancestor was a lineal blood descendant of Moses, and he married the daughter of the king of the Medes and became the Nymus. The Nyma family became later the Magi that gave the gifts to Jesus when he was born in Bethlehem. They gave the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were the kings of the East and the high-level, do you want to call it wizards or teachers of truth, because they could see the star signs of the coming of God incarnate in the flesh. Jesus is not a lesser God. He is God incarnate. He is God. Okay? Not a lesser God like his son and all the stuff, the foolishness they push in so-called churches, which is not true. There's not a Holy Spirit separate. When God indwells you, it's the God of eternity indwells you, not a separate Holy Spirit. When Jesus came to earth, he is God. He's not a lesser God. He is God incarnate in flesh. Now, what God showed me is what happened when I was a high altar boy. and served 6 days of Mass and was even involved with exorcisms, because that's how much I was religious when I was a little boy, after my experience at 8. But at 14, the priest attacked me in the vestment room and tried to rape me, so I punched him in the stomach, went home, and my father beat me unconscious. And I wouldn't go back to church because I figured I had an experience with God, so I knew he was real, but I figured the doors of the church were heavy to make sure Satan couldn't get out, not in. And when I bought my practice 40 and a half years ago, I bought it from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother, and they tried to entice me to become a Mormon. I went and started studying different churches in 1985 when I met my current wife, Michelle. And I've studied with the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, and all kinds of people, Seventh-day Adventists, to try to figure out which one was true. And the only ones that seemed to know what was going on were the evangelical girls. They seemed to know about high-level masonry, which I was very involved with because I had had all kinds of knowledge, let's put it that way. And what I realized I started seeking God, and basically, this is before I even went to Colorado Springs, God literally told me to accept a minister to my home that was coming from Israel. I had a dream he was going to come by, and he did the next day. And that day when we were praying in our kitchen, I had a standing vision, and I told him about the name of a person I was supposed to meet in Israel, and he asked me to come with him in Israel, my wife, a few weeks later to go to Israel. So we went to Tom Hess's house of prayer on the Mount of Olives in the eastern Jerusalem. And he told me to leave there in the middle of the night and go to Jerusalem and wait for a calling to come back to the city, because I was going to meet a man that I'd seen in the dream by the name of Nicolas Saliba. After a man tried to stab us looking for bakshish on Friday, because the Muslims on Friday expect alms from anybody. They come up to you and ask for bakshish, and if you don't give it to you, they get really angry, right? They want bakshish, right? So Nicola came up to me and he saved us from being stabbed by this guy. He said, my name is Nicola Saliba. And I said, well, I had a vision. And I said, he said, yeah, he said it too. He said, you were in my vision and I was in his. And he was the stonemason for the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Russian Orthodox Church, and his family were stonemasons going to make back to the temple. Okay? So I said, okay, so he brought me to secret places inside the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and other places where they know the real sacrificial area was in Golgotha, where Jesus was sacrificed, right? Which is not the place that they talk about in a lot of the historians. It's identical to the one that Jonathan Gray talks about. So after we did, we communicated for years afterward, by the way, cards back and forth and communications with Nicola. But in 1985, when I started having these things, a few years later, I was praying face down in my and God told me, go to your basement, because I had actually got a book from this evangelical pastor that if you call on God in my family room, he will show up, because I was very, very frustrated. I was wanting to find out which church was true. So I got this book from this evangelical pastor in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And, of course, I'm a very forward person. You know, I'm not exactly, you know, Mr., you know, mushy. So I said, God, you got to show up now. I've been through all this stuff, like his little baby died and was born dead on arrival with a golden veil over me. I died 8 and a half and met you, God, in heaven. I was attacked by the priest and rejected going to church, and my father beat me unconscious. I want to seek you now, and I want to be in the right church. And so I prayed and said, God, you need to show up. And guess what? Within minutes, a ball of light came from the side of my family room, and I was thrown on the floor, and I could hear God's voice and talk to me. And he used to talk to me audibly like my ancestor Moses. He told me to go to my basement floor, which I did, and for 2.5 days, I literally was down there where he dictated the books Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon. And he said, now, someday when they think you're a genius, you know all these things in Hebrew and Greek, and can say the prayers like the Aaronic blessing, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Haolam, and you know all these things, he said, remind them you didn't know where the book of Isaiah was, that I dictated to you live on your basement floor, because I've called you into ministry, for you are. He said, your ministry will be called Clay and Iron Ministries, which I didn't even know what at the time what it meant. Clay being human flesh, iron being transdimensional entities that control our world leaders. And he said, as Moses was, you are, and as Aaron's rod was in the Ark of the Covenant, your ministry will be for mankind. Now, you have to understand, that was back when I received Clay and Iron almost 30 years ago now, the books. So I'm praying face down in my bedroom on a Saturday, yeah, years later, and God sent the angel Gabriel, and he said, I'm going to take you to the city from which the mark of the beast will come. I had no idea this was going to happen. I was wide awake, and the angel Gabriel is a big guy, took me to a city, and I had no idea what city it was, and he was cracking jokes like I was a moron, which obviously compared to him I am. And he said, and he walked me through underground facilities like a supercomputer, array of supercomputers. He brought me, explained the software to control the matrix. He explained the ferromagnetic chips. He explained Atmel Corporation, Sun Microsystems, everything in detail. But he wouldn't tell me the name of the city. And he was cracking jokes, and it was near hours and hours later. So I said, well, give me a clue who it is. And he said, well, it's where this pastor Dutch Sheets is. Now, Dutch Sheets was a minister that I watched on It's New Day Ministry in the mid-80s, because we were then by that time become Christians. And we were watching Dutch Sheets on It's New Day Ministry out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and we contributed financially and prayerfully to build the second largest studios in the country. And Willard Thiessen, who became good friends with his wife, basically was a Brant Rockin engineer that became the head of this ministry, worked in the U.S. and Canada with the U.S. and Canadian military on Brant Rockets. So when I called up to find out where this pastor Dutch Sheets was, because the angel told me it was where this guy Dutch Sheets was, I said, oh, he was at Christ for the Nations. So I called up Christ for the Nations in Dallas, and he said he'd already left for Colorado Springs. So when I called Colorado Springs and tried to find out if there were jobs available, all the hospitals and so on, there was nothing. Everybody and their dog wants to be in Colorado Springs, especially if you're a non-Roman Catholic, you want to go to a Christian ministry place. There's more there than anywhere else on the earth. So I said, I'll leave in your hands, God. So in February, my wife, Michelle, she had a vision, a dream that she should actually just start calling the hospital. So the second hospital she called, she got a call back from Joyce Wolf from the Colorado Center for OcMed, and she asked my wife if I'd done any research on occupational medicine. Now, I'd done work with the head of rheumatology in medical school with Dr. John Woodbury, head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. I did research in the Synovia Analysis Lab and reviewed 26,000 cases with statistical analysis. I did work also on a surface electromyography with Stu Donaldson, 7 years in my office, on the cause of pain and dysfunction. He was working on his postdoctoral fellowship, and he was actually in my office for 7 years because I like research. And then I also work with UCLA on toxicology causing autoimmune disease, cancer, and cardiac conduction problems with Dr. Chungun Vujudani at UCLA. So they flew me down, and 4 days later, I got the job next to the commander, Major Swinder. And 9 months to the day, on July 10th, 1994, after the October 10th, 1993 supernatural visitation, I was taken through the retinal scanners at Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon and many other facilities in the flesh, the same place as the angel had brought me. Now, you have to understand that nothing can be withheld from me if God prompts me to pray on it. He said, do not pray on it, Digo, because if you do, I will give you the answer, because I have given you now the infinite keys to the Heliarchion, the storehouse of all knowledge that I have. You have access to that now, but do not ask for it or you will receive it. So that 3 years ago when Donald J. Trump got elected, I said, is Donald J. Trump going to be either the Antichrist or the one to introduce us? And I bugged him for 2 months, and I said, just give me a dream or vision. And after 2 months, he said to me audibly, while I'm sitting at my same chair as I am now, wide awake, he says, Bill, and he called me my Hebrew name, which is three letters in the Hebrew alphabet, that is your Hebrew name on the white stone. Do not ask me again, because I will tell you. Stop asking. So you have to understand, we need to pray for Donald J. Trump. We need to get through to the man, because he's preparing us to be a victim of Russia. He's preparing us to succumb to world government. He's preparing us to be part of the Matrix, which is actually run not of Russia or China, but America. We have to understand that God is the one who's the ultimate author. As I say to people, do not worship Deagle or John W. Spring. We are just human beings who are given gifts to serve God and serve as human beings. And one of the things God said to me after he showed me heaven, brought me to tens of thousands of worlds where he literally had incarnated as a living being on these other worlds too, like Jesus. He said, now do not say this until this last week, and he told me to say this. I said, do you want to go back? I said, no, I love heaven. I don't want to go back, you know? And he said, well, if you go back, and then he showed me that thing about, you know, the thermonuclear war, and after he finished, I'm on my side of the clouds, and he's on his side. I said, if you go back, you will save many millions from annihilation, for not only of the destruction of their physical body and their nations, but of their eternal soul. He said, but if you do evil in my sight, I will annihilate you. In other words, there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. And I said, I love you so much, God, after what you have shown me and what you have done for me, I will go back even in danger of losing my place in your eternal kingdom and take my name from the book of life. And he started to cry, and he says, not since your ancestor Moshe has anyone said that to me. He would, he loves me so much, he would put himself in eternal danger of being taken from the book of life. And for that reason, when you do evil and I'm about to annihilate and destroy you, I will shake your ugly human carcass and I will make you a son again and a servant to save my people. So I remember that. That's what drives me. So when I was driving a patient down who was going to commit suicide back around almost 30 years ago in Enfield after I come back from Georgia, the patient called me and said, I'm going to commit suicide. Diego, I said, what do you mean? I'm going to put a gun in my mouth and blow my brains out. This is up by the Halifax International Airport when I came back to Nova Scotia from Georgia. And I said, don't. I'm coming right over. So I went over to his house and I got the gun away from him. I witnessed to him. By the time I got him to the psych hospital, he was now saved. But I'm driving back, and God said, I'm going to tell you, Deagle, I'm going to show you something, a vision of the abyss. And I'm thinking, I'm driving back in the middle of a winter storm, God. I didn't want to get back alive in one piece. He said, don't worry, I'm God. And I'm thinking, I'm laughing while God is cracking a joke at me that he's God. I'm thinking, this guy is the best stand-up comedian in the universe. He actually's cracked a joke at me while I'm thinking I'm going to die in this winter storm. So I don't know how the hell I got back home after driving through this storm. But while I was there, he took my hand and he brought me high above this bottomless pit where countless millions of people were like fading sparks in this pit. And they were screaming the agony of being separated from God and the incoming annihilation of their soul. So I cried and I cried. I said, well, who are they? Because I could feel their pain and anguish of their impending destruction. There are all kinds of people, young, old, beautiful, ugly, whatever, normal, colored skin. And I said, who are they? He said, there are those who will come to this place of annihilation if you do not serve me as my son and my servant. And I cried so hard. When I got home, I tried to talk, and I could only bumble, and it just chokes me up even now. And people say, what drives you, Deagle? I said, look, it's not the compassion. God said, I will give you not the compassion of a man for his fellow, but the compassion of the Most High will be in your heart and burn in your soul forever. And that's what will drive you. And believe me, he had to resurrect me at least 4 times in my life. 5 years ago before Christmas, I went into terminal heart failure and put on 90 pounds in 5 days and almost died. And I said, God, are you going to let the devil take me? And he resurrected me. In January, I woke up after transitioning to leave Genesis Network and I went to Rents. I woke up, I couldn't feel the entire side of my body and couldn't see out of my eye. I realized I was having a terminal stroke. I said, God, you're going to let the devil take me, and God resurrected me again. Just not long ago, I woke up and I had an ear infection. I have superhuman hearing. I couldn't hear my right ear. And I got so dizzy and such high tinnitus, I couldn't even stand up without using a walker. And I said, God, you're going to let the devil take me again. And God says, I said to God, why are you letting me go through such great horror and danger? He says, so you're totally reliant on me, that there's nothing you can do of your own power without me holding every molecule of oxygen, every heartbeat, every intention of your heart. There's no way you can even exist. And for this reason, I'm giving you such high level of authority that you are literally my voice speaking to the people of earth. And you shall be as a Lamed, calling forth the other prophets and apostles at the time of the end. For I have declared 24 elders, 12 at the time of the beginning of my ministry on earth, and 12 at the end. And you are the Lamed to bring forth those ministers. So when I address you, John W. Spring, you're not just John W. Spring, Eltel expert and genius. You're a John W. Spring prophet and apostle of the Most High God. And if people don't accept the truth, which is intellectual and geopolitical intel and spiritual truth, they will suffer, because when grace ends, judgment comes, because God is not only the creator, he is also the destroyer. Not Satan, he is the perverter of mankind. The destroyer is the creator God. When grace ends, judgment begins. And people don't know that in the so-called fake churches are out there. They don't understand it's God's way or the highway. You can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. If you do anything that's right in your own eyes, it by definition is evil, because it will always lead to destruction. Because if 10,000 people have their own version of good, you have hell on earth. Don't you?
Well, you certainly gave me quite an answer, Dr.
I want people to understand that what drives me now, what should drive you out there. He says, it's not just you. Just think about your own little family. your own little family, you want to not die in a thermonuclear war and dissolve in a vapor cloud when their cells explode at 50,000 degrees. You want people to starve to death and eat their relatives and their pets and eat their children, like it happened after World War II. You don't want to see your country where the power goes out and everybody dies of hypothermia and starvation and violence and roving gangs of people trying to survive by eating the resources they can get and eventually eating people. It'll look to make the miniseries The Day of the Walking Dead look like a party. People don't see what's coming. Now, God gave me expertise. I trained 48 years ago under Dr. Robert Brown and worked on the T-virus. I did my PhD in oceanography and bacteriology 47 years ago. And 1997, which is 24 years ago, I was the point man under Reserve Admiral Hughes for the federal government on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter for radiological, biological, and chemical terrorism. And I worked with the CDC, FBI, FEMA, and the federal director and the director of infectious disease at the University of Colorado. I met him again in March of 2001 before 9/11 after I was the exit examiner for the Alpha P. Murrah building in 95. And when they discovered that I knew that they had demolished the building with micronukes, RDX, and high explosive cord and thermite, they court-martialed the officer who told me about the five munitions officers, and they fired me and gave me death threats. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference and $50,000 in cash. Now that I take care of Delta Force and Special Op, I'm like Predator and Alien with the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you try to come after me or my family, I said, I will terminate you so quickly and there'll be no connection to me. So you're going to give me the letter of reference. The next day I got the letter of reference and the $50,000 in cash. The reason why I'm still alive is I'm driven by the Most High God, and he's had to resurrect me from the dead four times and almost recently five. And I still will keep going. If even something blows me to bits, God will pull those bits together so I can speak the truth before he takes me home to heaven permanently. Now, I'm going to bring to the human race extended lifespan like my red deer velvet and my epigenetic frequency therapy, but I'm not concerned about my own personal. I'm concerned about my children, my grandchildren, the human race on earth. And I'm concerned about God's kingdom because my ministry is to prophesy like my ancestor brought the ancient Hebrews to the desert to be purified by God. I'm here to purify the human race by making the Queen of Heaven to literally populate the universe and the cosmos and become the bride of God when his eternal spirit fuses with our soul. So as we become quadrillions of populations spreading to thousands of worlds, the human race will become later the Queen of the Heavens and will be co-equal with the Creator of the universe because we will be collectively, not individually like the damn Mormons, we will be collectively the bride of God. That is my ministry. It's to prophesy. So the words that I'm saying today on recording, 10,000 or a million years from now in a distant world will be considered scripture. So if you do not heed these words, you're a distant civilization, no matter how advanced you get, God will bring annihilation to you. You must submit to the will of God, and it's only his will and his good that is acceptable to the Creator of the universe.
Yes. Well, I find this to be a very heart-moving testimony that you have.
And that's how important your that's how hard you see it. That's how important our ministry is, you see, because we're ruled by deep state people inside the government and the military that want to promulgate wars. For example, I mentioned this yesterday when I had Greg Ford on, who's an Intel CIA agent. They renditioned and destroyed his brain. He had a stroke a year and a half ago, and it took months before he could get his voice back and could even talk. All caused by the rendition years ago with toxic drugs, because they tried to wipe his mind clean after he had notified them about the weapons of mass destruction and killed 1.5 million Iranians and brought and were doing terrible things that Barbara Honegger will be on the program, General Dan Skarpinski and so on. It will be on the program. People need to understand our nation is doing both the greatest good in the world and also the greatest evil. And we're in collaboration with Russia. We're the two young lions of Judah. We are literally the demonic hegemony with the United Nations that are crushing the world with the World Trade Organization and our plan to create 10 kings that will rule the earth for one hour. And Donald J. Trump in this last week has accomplished that with the collapse of China towards the first phase of their agreement to the 10-zone area. At the same time, the SARS is starting to kill their population and they're burning the bodies to hide how serious it is. This is almost certainly an escape bioweapon. And his son-in-law, who's a wizard, Jared Kushner, signed a treaty, called this USMCA, and he got a special award in Mexico for it. Yes, it'll increase the economy for Mexico and Canada, but at what cost? It means that the Control of our economy is now out of the hands of American Congress, Senate, and President, and in the hands of the World Trade Organization, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and these globalist billionaires and bankers and devils will control the world, which they're trying to eventually convert to a matrix so they can not only know what you buy and sell, like on Amazon, which has taken over biometrics just last fall, but also know the intentions of our heart by even hacking into our consciousness. If you think they can't do it, you're a fool. There's a series on TV called The Feed, F-E-E-D, on Amazon now that says that precisely, doesn't it?
So, yes. I'm glad you're bringing out these other factors, Dr. Siegel, because there's far more to this whole situation than just...
That's why what you're doing is so important, you see. The crisis over nukes is what I call the can opener, because once we, now that I'm going to get respect over SARS because I'm getting a massive increase in hits, I have the only kits and things that are totally effective against SARS. They're playing around with AIDS drugs. Two AIDS drugs are looking, lopiravir, et cetera, to stop AIDS, because the SARS does an identical thing to your lymphocyte count as AIDS. Do you know that?
It's interesting.
You know, it's not interesting. I have the genetics. I went over it the last few days. Remember, I'm a geneticist, too, on top of everything else. So I'm going to tell you, we are in the... This is the Monday on the 27th of January 2020 was the first day of the apocalypse, the unveiling. And my days and your days of being Rodney Dangerfield and getting no damned respect is over. Remember, Rodney would always say, "I get no respect," as one of his open lines of all of his shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, those days are over. Whether it's the co-hosts on different networks, or the public, or the president himself, the days of no respect are over. I am like Jeremiah coming before the king of Israel, and I'm going to tell him what for.
Well,
and I want my cohort, my co-prophets like you, John W. Spring out there, and Greg Ford, and prophetess Susan Lindauer, who's a Christian, said to me a few weeks ago when I had her on, she said, "Now, if you're not a Christian, I won't even come on your show." I said, "Believe me, I'm a paid-for Christian."
Yes. I think there's one thing that we need to clarify for our listening audience and our viewing audience as well, and that is, it isn't respect just for ourselves, but it's for those that we care about, for our country, for our nation, for our sovereignty,
yeah,
for our freedom.
But one of the things that I do that's a little different is I think we should not only pray for those who are just confused and lost, the average citizen, we need to pray for the ones who do the most evil. Because God showed me very clearly from the book of Psalms that those who do evil to us and continue to compress us and kill us, the high-level Masons, they are lost because they're indwelt. They're people of clay and iron. They have transdimensional demonic entities either controlling or avataring them like a video game. And that God permits them to continue doing horrifying things to us because we refuse to pray for those who do evil. They're our lost brothers and sisters. And so as we do that, we take away their judgment and bring grace to them. And when God brings grace, he opens an opportunity. It might be that they get disease. Like, for example, as Hillary Clinton is dying, she may reach out to say, "Deagle, how do you save my life?" And as I save her life physically, I may be able to save her soul from eternal damnation, because she was cursed by her parents when she was about 8 at a demonic ceremony. And if you pray for those who are most lost among your brothers and sisters that are doing evil to you, that is one of the key things to conquer evil, is to pray against it by praying for those who are lost.
Yes, and there is so much evil amongst us. I just cannot believe
You got to think of evil not as the opposite of good, it's the absence of it. Evil is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of it. And when you insert good, just like putting an antibiotic in the body and the infection stops, evil is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of good. When good enters the body politic, when good enters the soul, when good ideas enter the mind or prayer enters it in the astral realm, evil leaves like a pathogen leaving the body to get out like a Norwegian ship rat jumping off the ship because they know that the ship is in danger. So people have to understand evil is only the absence of good, not the opposite of it.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Thank you, John. I want to say a quick prayer. Dear Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Baruch Atah Elek Melech Olam, we praise and bless you. We want to bless the health of John W. Spring and his dear wife. We want to praise all those people who have listened today. We want people who disagree, that they bring their disagreement in prayer and their sleep, and may they read their Bible and pray, and may the Urim and Thummim stones tell them that this is the truth, because we speak not words of just intellect, but spirit words to their soul. May they know we have a compassion of those who even spit on us, that we take your spit and realize that we are men of spittle, but we do the spittle for the Lord God Almighty and for your future life, human beings, my brothers and sisters, not just here, but on distant worlds thousands of light years from here, that someday we'll remember these words and remember that the truth of God spans the cosmos and the universe, and there's no limit to the knowledge of the Holy One of Israel and the Holy One of every planet in the universe that has come incarnated to give the truth of the everlasting one, the eternal one in heaven, the Most High, singular God, not three gods. May the Lord God bless us and get through to Donald Trump with prayer, and may we convert this man who is a lost, do-gooding Scottish Rite Mason who is very narcissistic, and make him the greatest president since we've had a leader, King David, after he repented of killing Uriah, to get his wife and populate and create Solomon. May the Lord God bless our leaders, and may he drive the evil from their bodies, just like a pathogen driven from the body politic. May he drive the incubi and the succubi, the control and avatar, the bodies of our politicians, and those who do evil like Nancy Pelosi. May we pray for her, Adam Schiff, and others, that our brothers and sisters are lost, will turn from their evil ways and be repenting. And when the evil man repents, 10,000 are saved and go to heaven. So that if Hillary Clinton could repent, those who have already dedicated the book Rules for Radicals to Hillary Clinton and Satan, may millions be saved into the kingdom by hearing the truth from one who is most lost. Amen.
Amen.
Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
Yeah, take care. God bless. Thank you. And we will be back on air tomorrow. And I want to thank you for all the listening and for everything you've done. This is NutriMedical.com. There's the order line. Call us. We have our first line defense kits. We have amazing nutraceuticals. You get free consults. Email me at NutriMedical@DrBillDeagle.com or go to the contact us. Take care and God bless. Second, hit the off button, but it's not turning off.